All right, welcome back. I want to talk to you about the type of manifestation energy that we are in right now, that I am in right now, right alongside you. And here's the thing, as we find ourselves on this threshold of transformation, there's this really big shift happening. It is ushering us into a new way of being and interacting with the universe. This isn't just a change in the calendar. It's a call to action. There's this divine summoning happening, asking us to step forward into the unknown without waiting for the conventional proofs or signals we've historically relied on. This emerging era is not about seeking guarantees before taking steps, right? This is a new relationship with spirit. Historically, many of us have said, yeah, we'll move when we see the proof. What has been made so evidently clear to me in my work with clients and also in my personal life is that this season we're in is actually about embodying trust and co-creating actively with spirit. This is the dawning of a new era of manifestation, where the synchronicities of life are not merely to be observed, but to be actively engaged with. We are stepping into an age where our interaction with the universe becomes this really dynamic dance of creation. So that belief system that we have founded so much of our life around, which is seeing as believing, is now transitioning fully into believing as seeing. And in this realm, our belief and our faith, they set the stage for how and when the things that we're manifesting actually move out of just vision into tangible, landing into the 3D realm. And this shift demands, it doesn't ask, it demands such a deep connection to our intuition, such a deep sense of being that goes beyond even the five senses. It's about tapping into a deeper wellspring of knowledge and guidance that is available to us through the unseen. Step one is connecting to the body. Step one is the regulated nervous system. What I'm talking about is living from soul, is moving from the unseen. Manifestation is often misunderstood as a very passive process in the spiritual space. It's like wishing and hoping for things to come. That doesn't work anymore. In this new age, in this new earth that we're moving into, manifestation is the most active and vibrant process in your life. It is about aligning your energy, your intentions, and your actions with your deepest desires and the desires of the cosmos, the desires of spirit. It's about making tangible moves towards your goal, propelled by faith over proof. I have so many clients right now that I'm working with that have said, like, this is crazy. I'm doing this before this. This makes no sense. That is the era that we're moving into, where nothing makes sense on paper, where you feel stretched and you feel scared and you're doubting what could be and what will be. But deep down, you're moving to the rhythm of trust. You're moving to the beat of faith. And so to navigate this shift of passive manifestation to really active, vibrant trust, you have to ask yourself daily, where is it time to move in my life? And this question isn't just about physical movement, physical, geographical relocation, or change. It's about spiritual and emotional shifts. Are there dreams you've been shelving because you're waiting for a sign? Are there changes you've hesitated to make because the path forward wasn't fully clear? This new era that I'm talking about calls for courage, the courage to make those moves now before the evidence of their success manifests. It's about trusting that the steps you take will open the pathways needed for your journey. Like, I don't see the ground, and yet I'm still going to leap off this cliff trusting that it'll be there. Whether it's a career change, a relationship shift, embarking on a spiritual journey, the time to move is when the soul whispers a call to action, not necessarily when that road before us is fully lit. It's important to note, though, that this message, this call to action, is for those who have either a regulated nervous system or at least an awareness of how to regulate it. Being in tune with your inner state, understanding how to maintain or restore your regulation, your sense of safety, is crucial. For more on that, go back a couple of episodes, all about cultivating safety and the importance of that nervous system work. So for those who find themselves disconnected from their channel, for those of you in my DMs saying, I've lost touch with my intuition, you haven't lost touch. You can't lose touch with your intuition. It's not broken. It's not something you can lose because it is you. It's just that the signal needs work. So I want to speak very clearly to the foundational safety and the importance of the foundational safety, how vital it is in order for you to effectively engage with spirit, with the universe, in co-creation. So if you're someone who needs help building this foundation, I have services like Cosmic Advisory that are specifically designed to support you in establishing and nurturing this crucial connection with not only the cosmos, not only with spirit, with God, but with you. Here in Cosmic Advisory is where you can find the guidance and the safety and the support that your journey needs in order to become this proactive manifester, this proactive creator in your life. But pivoting back to the people that do have a sense of regulation with their nervous system, or at least that awareness of how to regulate, what I hope you take away from this channeled message today is this is not just a season, but a significant step in our collective spiritual journey for the entire planet. We are all being invited to step into our roles as creators, using our intuition and trust as guides rather than relying solely on tangible proofs. And so I ask you, I beg of you, to embrace this call, to let it inspire you to move boldly in the direction of your dreams. For in this era, your faith and your actions are the very materials from which the universe is weaving your destiny. And so less bartering with the higher power that you believe in, less praying, less asking for, and more moving from trust. Move from trust. Trust in self. Trust in spirit. My mantra for the past probably about 6 months now has been, spirit, inundate me with proof. Show me just how good this can get. Show me how expansive my up level can feel. Show me. But I'm not just leaving it at that. I'm also moving. I'm moving in the direction of what I'm calling in. I'm moving in the direction of who I'm looking to become. I'm moving as if it's already here because my love. In the energetic realm, it is already here because it is me, just as it is you. And so don't waste time waiting for what already is in other dimensions to land here in ours. Merge your own timelines. Stand in your own power. Own your own purpose. If there's one thing we know about this life here on Earth, it is that nothing is promised. Even when one receives proof, it can still disappear, disintegrate, change, shift. What doesn't have to disappear, disintegrate, change, or shift is your trust in self, is your proactivity for bringing in, for becoming, for remembering what you came here to be and do and hold. And so again, where is it time to move in your life? Where are you still bartering with spirit? Where can you become your own proof? Drop me a voicemail. The link is in the show notes. Send me a DM. I want to talk about this because so much miracle has landed in my life since I have made this realization, since I have received this download and started moving instead of waiting for spirit to prove, because it was already there. I was just looking in the wrong spot. Drop me a voice note. Let me know how this resonated. And where, tell me where, is it time for you to move in your own life?